This weekend we saw Tyson Fury knock out Wilder, Bruno catches Watford with a 1-2 punch, and Wolves show their heavyweight credentials. It's FPL Family. Good evening, YouTube. Welcome, YouTube, to episode number 34 of the FPL Family. What was it you just said to me as you were coming on?
You spend far too much time writing the intros.
I'm enjoying the new intros. I'm getting some reasonable feedback on the new intros. Guys, let us know in the comments below if you like the little intros.
This is what happens
you
when
think
I...
they're cheesy as hell, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I quite like them.
I mean, yeah.
I quite like them. Anyway, guys, if you haven't noticed already, hello, I'm Lee. This is Sam, by the way. We're FPL Family. Episode number 34, our game week 27 reaction video, in which was, frankly, a very, very difficult FPL game week. And we're obviously going to talk about the games. We're going to talk overall ranks. We're going to talk how our teams got on. We're going to be looking ahead to the blank game week 28 and who we might want to transfer out ahead of that. But before we start any of that and say hello, what time did you get in this morning? Sam Bonfield, you got in at 3 a.m. this morning. You dirty stop out. Absolutely disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. And if you add into the fact that Spurs were just as disgraceful on Saturday morning, this could be an interesting stream, guys. Could be an interesting stream.
I needed football with our little girl like a hole in the head this morning.
How much Prosecco were you on last night?
No.
That's a good bottle's worth, wasn't it?
Wow. Hindu. I mean, I'm not going to go and drink tea, am I?
Yes, I know. But listen,
I'm really struggling, guys. I'm so tired. I had to go upstairs a minute ago because I caught myself in the mirror and I was like, right.
Makeup.
Not just makeup. I was like, where's the like heavy, heavy duty stuff?
Oh,
that is going
yikes,
under the eyes.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, don't look too closely because you're really close to me. You'll notice it. They should be all
right. We're not in HD. We're
not in HD. Plastered it under my eyes. I'm so tired. Spurs are such a disappointment. My FPL team want to be lined up and shot. And
apart from that, everything's fine.
But I had a donkingly good weekend.
Your ending was really good fun. So
it was so much fun. The rest of the, like, anything football related, nah. Yeah. Nah. But actual life this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I haven't been on a stag do. I had a nice night's sleep last night. Got an early night.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
Watched a good film. I watched Dunkirk last night. Good film if you haven't watched that. Went to bed early. Boom, done. Full of beans today. Can't wait for an FPL Family live stream. Whereas you...
Didn't bring me a cup of tea this morning though, did you?
No, bloody did not. No, I bloody
I'll
did
remember
not.
That. When you get back from the stag do, I'll right. make you live stream.
That's true, yeah, that's very true, yeah. Some very, very good friends of ours are getting married, and there's a hen do last night, and it's the stag do in a few weeks from now. And I tell you what, that FPL Family live stream is going to be interesting because I
we're
think
we're live
I,
streaming. If you're making me do it tonight,
I fly back from Bucharest, which is where the stag do is, and I think I land in London Heathrow at about 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
So back home.
A 2 hour turnaround.
I'm not making you a cup of tea. You can just go live.
Love it. That one, guys, will be interesting.
Goodness only knows what the intro will be like because they'll have written it on a plane.
Absolutely no idea. Guys, good evening. Welcome to FPL Family. Loads to discuss as usual. Felt like we went back in time a little bit in this game. We had Alonso scoring, we had Giroud scoring, Shane Long, Patrick Van Aanholt, all these guys from FPL yesteryear. And actually, Man United being half decent and Arsenal being half decent. All of a sudden, I feel like I've gone 2 or 3 years back in the past. I don't really know what was going on this week. It was a weird one, wasn't it?
Alonso always likes to score a goal against Spurs, though, let's be frank.
What a fizzer as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he does that.
What
don't
a
remember,
goal.
Was it opening game week of last season?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Got two, didn't he?
Well, is he back? I mean, is he now on the right? Well, listen,
is
possibly.
He back?
People thinking about bringing him in, Sam.
All right.
Nostalgic pick, you might say. But listen, that was a fizzer of a goal. It was absolutely sensational. We are going to, guys, talk obviously about the games. We'll talk about Spurs-Chelsea in a bit more detail. Oh. Obviously want to talk about United and how good, guys, and oh, does it pain me to say, about how good is Bruno Fernandes? What a player, on set pieces, and it looks like now penalties, at least until Pogba's back, which doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon, given that he's come out and said he'll stay at United as long as Solskjaer goes, or his agent said that or something, didn't it? So, listen, looks like Fernandes is on set pieces and penalties. We're going to talk about him a bit later on. Man United fans, get in the comments below. How good is Bruno Fernandes? How good could he be? in the Premier League. It looks very, very good indeed. We've got three questions for you tonight in the poll, so get into the little white eye above my head. If you've never answered the poll questions before, now's the time. Get in there, little white eye. Thank you to Scott Schrager, one of our Patreon supporters, for the first question. He says, Sam, you'd be interested in this one because you brought him in this week.
Oh, gosh.
He says, best Traore replacement. So Scott has already had enough of Adama Traore, which is an interesting one to me. And he gives four possible replacements that he'd like you, the FPL family, to comment on in the polls. Harvey Barnes, Mason Mount, Dwight McNeil, or James Ward-Prowse. Now, I put an extra option in there, which was...
Of course you did.
None of those. Keep Adama Traore. Because I think there's more to come from Adama Traore. I do. And I did notice a change in formation for Wolves yesterday. Was it yesterday or today? Today. The change of formation for Wolves today might not lend itself necessarily to Adama Traore being in that first 11 all the time. So interesting bit of insight that I picked up in the formation for Wolves today. So nevertheless, on the back of that, Scott is saying, who do you want to place Adama Traore with? He's seen enough already. He's like, I want rid of him. So thank you, Scott, for the question. Second question comes from Mark Joblin on Twitter. Thank you, Mark, for the question. For the blank, what are you going to do for the blank? Which of these? Don't you suppress a yawn to me, Sam, from FPL Family. That you suppressed a yawn then, didn't you? This is going to be a long stream. Have you got some gin in that tea? Or
I should have had air of the dog. That's what I should have had.
You needed like a bottle of Prosecco during the United game or something.
A bottle? If I'd have had a little bottle, I'd have been like, that would have been a terrible idea. But
you can't come on a YouTube live stream and start suppressing yawns.
I'm sorry. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. I've had like... I can't call me pathetic.
You're ridiculous.
I've had like no sleep.
You just sit there, you just went like this. Like that. Should not get in at 3 a.m. in the morning, Sam, from FPL Family.
I should
family.
Know better. I'm a
absolutely
mother of two, for goodness
disgusting.
Sake.
Absolutely disgusting. Martin, FPL Schwarzen, he said, haha, Sam is wasted.
No, I'm not drunk.
Aria Man saying, Lee, let Sam go to sleep, for goodness sake. For goodness sake.
It's the Love Island final after this as well. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to stay awake, am I? I'm going to have to watch it tomorrow.
Tips is in. He's saying, this is brilliant. Tips, you wait. Back to back FPL Family and Love Island final. He says, Tips is best night of his life. I'm telling you. Best night of his life. Mark Joblin, let's get back to business.
Sorry,
guys, for goodness
sorry,
sake. Back
sorry,
to what
sorry,
we're here
sorry,
to do,
sorry.
Sam.
Mark Joblin. Sorry.
Mark Joblin, thank you for the question. He's saying he's getting ready for the blank and he's thinking he wants to downgrade Grealish. And to be honest with you, I don't blame you. Aston Villa, shocking. Shocking yesterday. And Grealish was well shackled, to be fair to him. But Aston Villa were
lost bad. Lost El Ghazi, though, didn't they?
Say again?
Lost El Ghazi, though.
Yeah, but they just played like a team that knows they're playing in a cup final in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and they played within themselves. They didn't really put their bodies on the line. Yeah, they were just like, oh, if I get injured, that's possibly me out of the cup final. Which, frankly, let's be honest.
That's their season.
That's their season. And for a lot of those players, yeah, that's going to be the highlight of their careers so far. So you can sort of see it a bit, can't you? But nevertheless, Mark is saying, right, so I want to downgrade Grealish then, which is a tactic which I think... Yeah, many of us will be looking at now.
Yeah.
And who do you want to go to? Traore, interestingly, given Scott's question a second ago. Perez, Cantwell, Mount, or somebody else? And if you do vote for somebody else, obviously get in the live chat, get in the comments, let us know who that downgrade from Grealish would be, if not Traore, Perez, Cantwell, or Mason Mount. Mason Mount, good performance actually against Spurs at the weekend. Talk about that a bit more
in a bit more detail.
Is
that just a little dig? Or?
It's not a dig. Look, just because you're tired and hungover, not everything's a dig.
I'm not hungover, I'm just really tired.
Third question from Ariaman18, who I know is a regular in the live chat. I think he might even be in tonight. So Ariaman, thank you for the question over on Twitter. He says, now, best United asset. Now, Manchester United, suddenly, Sam, all of a sudden, three clean sheets back to back, half decent side. Rarely do you see a player come along like Bruno Fernandes and inject something into a team in the way that he's injected it into Man United. I'm not sure what he's injected. Well, I think we do. It's quality, isn't it? Quality and a bit of composure in the middle of the park.
And it's just a bit of desire.
I think it's just quality. He's just a quality player. It's class, isn't he?
Oh, there's no denying that. But I also just think that Manchester United were just lacking a bit of kind of oomph. And he's come along and given them a bit of that as well.
I think he's lifted the rest. You see a quality player like that come into the team.
It's motivated.
It lifts the team. There's no doubt about it. And the others are playing better because of it. So Aria Man is saying, quite rightly now, which Manchester United asset should we be looking at? Now, Manchester United have got some difficult fixtures coming up. We'll have a look at those in a bit later on. But with three clean sheets back to back, You know, Martial looking good. Bruno, Ariman says. Wan-Bissaka, who again looked good at the weekend. Maguire or De Gea. So which of those five would you guys, as the FPL family community, suggest Ariman goes for as the best United
asset
right now?
We're talking about De Gea. Maybe we have actually gone back in time.
Maybe we have. And I'm not sure. I would go there, given that you've got Maguire with a bit of goal threat and Wan-Bissaka with a bit of assist threat.
So
but
many
still,
better cheap goalkeeper still, options, I think.
Yeah, quite possibly. So those are questions, guys. Let's say hello to a few people. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. If you're not following us on Twitter, we would love you to do that. And let's see who is in. MU Fan TV. Of course MU Fan TV is in, Sam, because you know it's a good weekend for Manchester United when MU Fan TV is in. MU Fan TV, welcome. Good evening. Scott Schrager, thank you for the question. He's in. Thank you, Scott, for the question. Alex Whitmore is in. How are you doing? Send Sam to bed. She's on a... yellow flagged 50%.
No, I'm red flagged. Red flagged. I'm red flagged. I'm out.
Absolutely red flagged. Neil Craston from our patron is here. Neil, how are we doing? Very nice to see you. Mark Nunes. Hi, guys. It's been a while, he says.
It has been.
A few people in tonight who we've not seen for a while. Mark Nunes is here. Carrie256 is here. A couple of others that I saw just as we were coming on. Not been in for a while. So welcome, guys.
Very nice to see you.
Kun Karam is here. Kun Karam, how are you doing? Thank you for the Panini stickers, Kun Karam. Our little boy was very happy with those. We've been doing international Panini swaps for those of you that are not up to speed with Panini swaps.
So I also got told, go and post these to Kun Karam.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. So I had to go on a special little jolly to the post office.
Oh, you're a Mardi bum tonight, you.
And post them. And I was so worried about whether they were going to get there or not. So I kept saying to Lee, have they got there yet? Because obviously, swapsies, that's like Max's life right now.
Absolutely, yeah. So Kun Karam, thank you for the swaps. Thanks for the swaps. Evren Wright is here. How are we doing? Clacko is in. Very nice to see you. James O'Mahony, he says. Hey, FPL family, don't forget my question. James, sorry, mate, we can't get all the questions onto the live stream from Twitter, but of course, keep posting them. Every time we ask for questions, keep posting them, and then one week, yours will be on there, mate. No doubt about it. Lee Bailey is in. Gotta love that mug, Lee. Yes, absolutely. That is standard FPL family Sunday nights now. Joe Finley Batter is in. How are we doing, Joe? He's in and moderating. Very nice to see you. Let's see. Arnish is in. Andrew Yee. City can't take penalties. Yeah, what is this about? Last four penalties, four different takers, four misses.
I think that's the problem, though.
No consistency, is there?
Like, they don't know who's taking the penalties.
Bonkers,
so,
isn't it?
Whereas if you go, you're on penalties. And then if they miss one, they miss one. But like, you don't see Spurs taking it off Harry Kane just because he's missed one, you know?
Do you know what's interesting? City have obviously got some very, very important and big games coming up. Carabao Cup final, Real Madrid twice, and then obviously all their league games. Whoever steps up for that next penalty, say there's a penalty in the Carabao Cup final. Say there's a penalty against Real Madrid, you know, at the Bernabeu or something. Who takes it?
Yeah, because every time they miss, they get taken off it.
And are they confident to take it? It's a very interesting question. Very interesting question. Ariman is indeed in. Ariman, how are we doing? Very nice to see you. Tendai Horton is in. MZ Ludo, Mark Nunes, and a whole host of you guys. So thank you very much for joining us here on FPL Family. We've got 365 of you in what was, frankly, very difficult and potentially a bit of a disappointing game week for many. A bit of a disappointing game. Did see some good scores knocking about. Don't get me wrong. Did see some very good scores on Twitter. None in this room, guys. I can tell you. None in this room. But more on our teams and overall ranks a bit later on. Let's get over to... I need to head over to here. And I need to go to this window here. There's the Twitter. A little bit of a shout out for the Instagram as well. Just over 4.2k followers over on Instagram. So had a bit of a boost after we mentioned it last week. So here we go. It's going to keep mentioning it every damn week now. So Instagram.com/FPL Family. If you're not following us on Instagram, we would love you to do that as well. So thank you very much.
Notice I've been a little bit quiet today.
It's a little bit quiet on the old Insta today.
Yeah. I did an Insta reaction to the Spurs game yesterday.
And that's about it.
Then I went out.
And then it's all Instagram shut down.
And then I was like, And then
good job you didn't do a little Insta while you were out last night.
So I nearly did an Instagram.
No, FPL Family, right?
Yeah, I nearly did. Not while I was out, but I nearly did one.
That's right, Nicky Flanagan. Go on.
Because I watched a little bit of the Man City game and I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to do an Insta reaction because I'm obviously going to be quite busy.
Yes.
Drinking Prosecco. So I thought I'll do one on the walk to the station after I'd watched a little bit. And then I thought, no, I won't, because it's like, it was still 0-0 and nothing had really happened.
Yes.
I was like, so you nearly did hear from me. And then, to be quite honest, I've watched I missed, obviously, mismatched the day, so I've no clue what went on yesterday.
Should you even be here?
No. I'm going to add zero value today. The only thing I can actually talk about is the Arsenal game today, which I did watch.
Excellent.
And the Spurs game yesterday, which I did watch. Everything else.
Right. Well, let's get started with the games, guys. We've got to review these games. Let's start with Chelsea 2, Spurs 1.
Okay, I'll watch this
no,
one.
No, we'll come to that. I can't have...
I did see that game at least.
Let's get in the mood. We'll get you in the mood for the stream first, and then we'll talk about Spurs a bit later on because what?
Because you want to make me cry.
Well, no, because Tips is saying let's get straight into Chelsea. We might as well just
get rid of it.
Well, do you want to start there?
Well, we might as well, and then it's done, isn't it?
You're such a funny move. Chelsea 2 for Harry. Here we go. Chelsea 2.
Come on, Harry.
Spurs
let's
one.
Just get this over with.
We went back in time. Giroud. That's how poor Spurs were, frankly, at the weekend. Giroud looked good. And Alonso also scored an absolute fizzer as well. I see a lot of... And tell me, before we get on to FPL specifically and who from either of these teams you'd have in your FPL team.
Yeah.
Just give me a bit, not too much and not too emotional, but give me a view on Spurs then. Because I mean, a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
A lot of moaning. But actually, since Mourinho's come in...
I don't feel
only
that.
Only Klopp, Guardiola and Ancelotti have got a better record than him.
I don't feel negative about it.
Okay, go on then. Give us your view.
I felt negative yesterday about it, but not in the same way that 95% of Spurs fans did. So my negativity yesterday came from the fact that I felt like Mourinho compromised us yesterday. And it's the first time I felt anything negative towards Mourinho, actually. Since he came in, as you will well know, I wasn't that happy about the loss of Poch.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, since then, I've tried to be positive where possible with Mourinho. And I felt like, actually, he's done quite a good job with where... Particularly with the situation that he's inherited. So we were, let's be frank, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And since then, we've been hugely improved since he's arrived.
Hugely improved?
Since he's arrived. We have been, yeah. If you think about where we were under Poch and how badly we were playing and how bad our league position was, we were like nowhere near being anywhere near even the Europa League.
He's got a few results, but surely your climb up to... The fact that you're in the conversation for fourth now says more about...
Let's not be...
Well, no, you are. No doubt you are. So you're in the conversation for fourth and fifth, frankly, if the City thing happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's say we're in the conversation for fifth.
Well, by definition, then, you're in the conversation for fourth because there's not a big gap between fourth and fifth. So say you're in the conversation, assume you're in the conversation for fourth.
Yeah.
Surely that says more about the decline of Chelsea over the last few weeks. Obviously, this weekend's result aside,
I mean, it's...
That all these others are coming back into it.
Maybe, but I do think if you look at Spurs, I think there is a huge improvement. Now, that improvement isn't necessarily always in the performances. Sometimes it's just in an ability to grind out a result from nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm not under any delusions that we're suddenly Real Madrid. You know, it's not... There's not that kind of huge improvement. But there is a huge improvement in terms of what you see from the players. Now, I was frustrated with Mourinho yesterday because having watched the last couple of games... My view, and this is FPL aside, so forget the fact I own Dele Alli, you don't bench him.
Like, yeah, what was all that about?
I was so infuriated, and it wasn't to do with me and my FPL team, it was to do with me and Spurs, because I felt like we went into that game on the back foot, because we were out without Kane, and we were without Son. Now, Dele Alli is our next best, in my view, at the moment, Dele Alli is the next best player in that team. And I don't know whether it was to do with his strop he had on Wednesday evening, but I liked that.
Do you think it was? Do you think that was it? Mourinho just saying, you know, don't you show me any attitude?
Maybe.
Because, you know, I'm the boss around here, etc.
Maybe, but if it was that, it's inconsistent because he's done it once before and he still played in the next game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it was.
What's the future for Ali and your FPL team then? We've got options like Bruno Fernandes knocking about now. We've got options like, I don't know, maybe players like Madison come back into it, given the fixtures for Leicester. I don't know. Dele Alli, keep, hold, sell?
For now, I'm going to hold.
Right.
Because I think he changed the formation to deal with Chelsea because I think he thought that Chelsea would play as they did when they came to us early on in the season. And I think Mourinho made that change in order to kind of counteract and nullify the game, I think basically is what he attempted to do. And it backfired massively because once Chelsea scored, it was then... We were on the back foot then all the time, just trying to catch up, and we didn't have the team out to do that.
I think you lacked a bit. I thought Spurs lacked a bit of legs as well. I think the Champions League kicked in as well. I mean, I know so. Chelsea in the Champions League as well, but clearly they didn't play in that week.
So it's, and it's one of those things, isn't it? And it sounds bitter, and I'm not bitter about it because I love playing in the Champions League. So I wouldn't give up that for this. But it does frustrate me when we play Champions League on the Wednesday night and then have to play the first game of the weekend on the Saturday. Like, you played on the Tuesday night, but you don't play again till Monday.
Sure.
Now that doesn't...
You sound like Jose already.
But yeah, maybe. But for me, that's a little bit frustrating because that's an extra two full days of recovery.
Okay.
But whatever.
So it sounds like you're keeping Dele Alli then. Who else in that side right now would you...
Stephen Bergwijn, I think, is a great option right now.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I think he, when Dele Alli is playing, and I fully expect him to be back in the team from next week,
yeah,
I think they've got a nice understanding of each other, and he's putting the balls into all the right places, but it's just on Saturday... Nobody was in those places because it's not Moura's game to be in those places. It's Moura's game to play the ball into those places. And it's Moura's game to kind of get the ball. And then you see him look up as if to say, where's Kane?
Who do I pass it to?
Where's Kane?
Yeah.
Or, you know, where was Son for the last few weeks? And that understanding's there. Now,
in fact, when he put Dele Alli on and pushed him on and he dropped Moura back into the 10... Moura played all right in the
much
10,
better.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, that's his game. There was one run in particular, I remember, he brought a load of defenders towards him, which is what he tends to do.
Yeah.
This was before Alli came on, and he just went down a blind alley, which is what Lucas Moura can be, quite a frustrating asset.
Absolutely.
But, at the same time, he's not got the personnel around him right now. To be honest with you, I'm surprised you're bigging up Spurs quite some... Well, maybe I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Because for me on FPL right now, they're a proper void right now, Spurs.
But you've asked me if I'm going to hold Dele Alli. You haven't asked me... You've asked me to talk about Spurs. You've not asked me about if I would invest in the Spurs players.
Go on then. So would you do that?
No.
Okay.
Because you can't... The problem is, and it's actually got zero to do with the Spurs players, and it's got everything to do with Mourinho, because my issue at the moment is we don't know who's going to start. We don't know where they're going to start. And so that makes a difference because Moura, I think, is a great FPL asset if he's got a front man to aim at. And he doesn't right now. Bergwijn is a great asset if Dele's playing with him. And if he's not, that's a problem. So it's tough. And I said, I did a piece on Spurs on the Scout Instagram earlier on last week, or the back end of last week, talking about Spurs and the options and the defence. I mean, I wouldn't touch the defence with an absolute barge pole, to be quite frank. So, but if you want to own one of them, I mean, I don't know who you'd own, to be honest, but I wouldn't own any of them. I think they're too expensive for what they offer you. But the midfielders, I do think that there's potential there if Mourinho stabilises his picks.
Okay. All right, well, for me, we'll come to let's move on to Chelsea. I mean, just for me, on a Spurs front, and you're not going to like this, but I seriously think they lacked a lot of identity at the weekend. There's a lot of character missing from that team. There's certainly, and if you look at Harry Kane and Son in particular, they are very, and we've said it before, they are talismans for Spurs. They are the character. They are the leaders, both of them. Son in his own way, right? Kane is a different sort of leader to Son, but Son leads with the way that he plays in that team. And there was just none of that at the weekend. When Alli came on, he added a little bit of leadership. But outside of that, I thought Ndombele was kind of a little bit... He was kind of okay in midfield. And you mentioned something when he came off about the fact that Mourinho doesn't trust him to play longer than 60, 70 minutes. So, but
which is ludicrous.
Which is bonkers, right? So how is he not fit enough? And if he's not, then don't play him. Bergwijn, okay, he's playing okay. But
he's new. He's never going to give you that character straight away.
So for me, I'm not going anywhere near Spurs right now. I think there's some better options out there. But Chelsea, how do you feel about Chelsea? So they're coming off that they were coming into that game on the back of a run of 1-5. So actually, their form was not that great. So for them to get the win against you, I think they see that as quite a big result. Maybe that's a bit of a turning point for them over the next few weeks. How do you see their assets?
Maybe, but again, I kind of bank them in. I think if I had a Chelsea player, which I don't, I'd hold them. But I don't. Don't see the consistency is there to own any of them. So, like, you know, Tammy's on his way back. Now, we know what Tammy can be like as an FPL asset, and we saw that earlier on in the season. But right now, he's a no-go. You're not going to bring him in because you don't know if he's fit enough to play the whole matches. We've got the Champions League again for them this coming week.
The fact that over the last two game weeks, you've had Batshuayi, Giroud and Abraham all get minutes. It's a bit like, well, it's kind of a bit difficult to nail your colours to a mast until we see Tammy come back and play consistently.
And
which I think we will do next game week.
And I think, you know, we're at a stage where Pulisic is due back properly. Mm-hmm. So that adds another dimension to who's going to play in that midfield area again. And then
so next game week, Chelsea go away to Bournemouth next game week. And the way that Bournemouth are playing right now, and we'll touch on them in a second, because despite being on the wrong end of a couple of VAR results, Bournemouth, in the highlights that I saw, that the body language was bad. They look a bit defeated, Bournemouth. Sorry to say it, Cherries fans, but they look a bit defeated.
Right.
So Chelsea going to the Vitality, which is going to be not cauldron, is it? Because only less than 15,000 at the Vitality. But there's going to be pressure now whenever Bournemouth play at the Vitality to win. Now, we know what Chelsea's away form is like, frankly, better than they are at home, frankly.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's still the case after the win at the weekend. But, historically through this season, Chelsea away from home are good. Yeah. Their next two away games are Bournemouth and Aston Villa, with a home game against Everton sandwiched between the two. So the Everton game's tricky from what we saw of Everton today. Good side, right? And in form. And Ancelotti's doing good things there. But away to Bournemouth and away to Villa, two of the next three games, if you're looking to chase in your mini leagues, if you're looking to take a little bit of a move ahead of the game, bringing Tammy into your team when he's coming back into the fitness, or coming into fitness, or... can I say the Alonso question again? You shook your head last time. Is it bonkers to go there?
Can't believe we're talking about Fernando Alonso. Abraham, yes, but I think it's too early. I wish it wasn't too early, but I guess we'll find out, won't we? Because we've got Champions League fixture to deal with before we get to the Premier League. So that's helpful for us this week from a Chelsea point of view. Obviously got Loftus-Cheek to throw back into the mix now.
Is he fit?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So we've got that, and this is my issue with Chelsea, is that suddenly we've got players returning from injury. We've got a bit of a bounce from the game at the weekend. We've got Champions League kicking off again. It's all a bit changing at Chelsea, and that worries me from an FPL point of view. I would rather not. I just don't know who I would punt on. I think that's the problem.
Big game against Bayern, isn't it?
Yes, big, massive.
That, huge. It's massive. I mean, what game that is.
And
massive
you game. Would think that that would be the priority over a game against Bournemouth next weekend, I guess is my point.
Yeah,
so
okay.
the Champions League has got to take priority. It's a knockout. That's hard. The Bournemouth away game should in theory be easier, so you would expect potentially there to be a bit of change up.
Okay.
If there's going to be in that game.
And as Mr. Pibism, thank you for the question, Mr. Pibism, great name that. New, I think, around here.
Yeah,
so hit
that
subscribe button if you're new around here, Mr. Pibism. He'd go Reece James any day over Marcus Alonso. Cheaper and nailed now. Yeah, so Reece James, I said just as likely to get points as Alonso.
Was unlucky in that Chelsea game.
Unsung hero for me, not an FPL option, but unsung hero for Chelsea for me this season, Kovacic. Lovely player. Just ticks it over in the middle there. He and Jorginho and Barkley had a really good thing going on at the weekend. Very, very nice indeed. But none of those three, despite Barkley's two assists, not feeling any of those three as FPL assets? Nah.
I just don't see
yet.
That Barkley starts regularly.
Not yet. Quick chat about Burnley 3, Bournemouth 0 then. So
ridiculous game that was.
Bonkers game. And actually Dwight McNeil, who we've been, at the beginning of the season was kind of touted for good things, done absolutely nothing for ages. I noticed Andy from Let's Talk FPL and from who we work with in Fantasy Football Scout bought in Dwight McNeil this week. Yeah, so 0.5% TSB. He got something like, I don't know, double digit haul, 12, 13 points or something. So he's absolutely loving that.
I bet he
changed
pretty
his Twitter.
What my whole team got.
Changed his Twitter handle to Dwight McNeil with a picture of Dwight McNeil. So Burnley 3, Bournemouth 0. I don't want to talk too much about Burnley. Their fixtures coming up are away at Newcastle, then Spurs, Man City, Watford at home. So it's middling to say the least in Burnley. But what I do want to just touch on quickly is what I said before. Bournemouth, they are one of the whipping boys right now. We went on the FPL show on Thursday and we talked about West Ham and Aston Villa being whipping boys. I think you can put Bournemouth in that category as well. I'm telling you, their body language, everything about that performance against Burnley, and the VAR calls, right? I mean, let's not even get into the VAR nonsense in this, including a scenario which we've been waiting for, guys, haven't we? We've been waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, we have.
When there's a handball or a penalty incident, it's not given, the other team score, and the legit goal gets ruled out and it gets brought back for the penalty. We were just waiting for that to happen.
It was
now
inevitable.
It happens.
It was inevitable that it was going to happen at some point this year. It was just who was going to be the unlucky team that it happened to.
Yeah. And Azzy is saying Pope has turned into the Messiah.
What
Nick
is this
Pope,
about?
Nick Pope with the jammiest clean sheet I've ever seen in my life.
How
this week.
Does he concede two goals
Unreal.
And somehow gets a clean sheet? Bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know with Bournemouth. I feel like, again, there's a little bit of... there's so much change in that team. Like, is Rico starting? Is he not starting? He doesn't start this week. Might start next week. And then Fraser, sometimes he plays and he's brilliant. Sometimes he's benched. Like, it feels like...
No, but I didn't bring up Bournemouth as a conversation to bring into your FPL team.
No, but I feel
I brought
like,
them up to say, well, they're Chelsea and Liverpool next.
But this is my point, is that they're so changeable that you never know which Bournemouth you're going to get. So, yes, some weeks they're like going to concede loads and games like this happen where they lose 3-0. But then other weeks, they're not as bad. So it's kind of like, well... I feel like the games against Chelsea, because we know they're good away from home, and obviously the game against Liverpool, are likely to be bad for Bournemouth. But I equally think that they can turn up and get something, because there's some decent club players in that club.
Well, listen, they didn't look like doing that at the weekend. And my concern for them, and we'll move on from the Cherries in a second, but my concern for them is if they do go down into the Championship, they haven't got that... fine, and I haven't got the big stadium, the revenue coming in regularly. Of course, you can have the parachute payments, but my fear is they get stuck a little bit in the Championship and they might struggle to come back up. I don't know. I hope that's wrong, because I love them as a club. I think they're great. And I do like some of their players, but I fear if they lose a few players and they get stuck in that Championship, it'd be very hard for them to come back, I think. Very hard. Let's have a chat about the games from today then. Let's start at Manchester United, because Man United 3, Watford 0. The Watford, we've said this before, the Watford new manager bounce. Sorry, Joe, I know you're in. It's gone. I mean, they are back down into sort of dire straits. I don't really know what's happened there, but Pearson came in, made some changes, got them defensively looking far more solid, and now they're just not looking like we want to bring any of their FPL assets in. So I don't want to talk about them for too much longer. But United, on the other hand...
But don't you think that in this game... I mean, we haven't watched it, so I don't know. But for me, it feels like this game was more about how much better United were
than
how much Watford were worse.
Yeah. Like, so give me your thoughts then. Let's address, you know, the player that we're all discussing, the one that everyone's talking about on Twitter, Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
I mean, thoughts on, you know, I mean, you've already said, you know, not thinking to do Ali to Fernandes. So is there any other way that you could bring in Bruno Fernandes?
Yeah, I mean,
if indeed you're thinking about bringing him in.
I've got money in the bank, but I don't know. I mean, I was looking at the Manchester United defence, to be honest, over Fernandes.
Defence?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I've got kind of a couple of defensive issues that I want to kind of deal with. And I kind of was looking at that thinking, well, there's ways I can kind of deal with some of the issues I have defensively around the likes of Holgate, who I don't see keeping any clean sheets for a little while now. And obviously around Lundstrom, who I still
got to pay a pretty penny. The Manchester United defenders?
Yes, you have.
For most of them.
That is true. But you do for Fernandes as well. Now, in a different way, I suppose, because obviously in terms of midfielders, he's not that expensive. But I would still have to make some changes to my team. And I kind of feel like if Manchester United that we're seeing at the moment continue to be the Manchester United that we're seeing now for the foreseeable...
Mm.
Then with ownership where it is at the moment, it's a wild card thing. Like, I don't have to do it straight away.
Yeah.
Like, it can be done as part of my wild card. Now, that might happen in 29. That's my current thinking, is that I might wild card in 29.
You're worried about his value? Because I think he's 8.1 now. Maybe 8.2, you guys can tell
me. He might take...
But he's gonna go up 0.2, 0.3 this week.
He will, yeah. This week, I doubt if he'll go up this... 0.3 this week.
Well, possibly not, but you know what popular Man United players are like on FPL, right?
I do.
People pile in.
But the reality is that for me, and I think for a number of people, unless you're wildcarding this week, which I don't think there will be that many this week because it's the blank, my feeling is that the majority of people will worry about the players that they've got blanking, which means that people are going to be thinking about Grealish. Now, Grealish is the obvious one to move to Fernandes if you own Grealish and you've got some money in the bank.
You need a couple of mil to do that.
Yeah,
don't you?
So you would need money to do it, but that's the kind of obvious one. Whereas the others, I feel like the other players that are the kind of hits to get out this week because of the blank are going to be the Sheffield defence.
Yeah.
Because most people are on those. City. And then it's probably
I can see a few Mahrezes to Fernandes.
Could be Mahrez,
yeah.
So if you own Mahrez, it could be him. But Aguero owners probably looking to get rid of him now.
Okay.
Maybe even Aubameyang owners. Now, I'll talk about Arsenal in a minute, because what do you do if you're an Aubameyang owner? Because he's in great form. But then the value probably isn't that much more than when you got him. So you probably could afford to take him out and then put him back in again if you've
still
got your
wild card. That's just burning two transfers. You've got to keep him, haven't you?
Depends on your strategy, though, doesn't it? Because if I owned him right now, this week, knowing that I'm thinking about wildcarding in 29... I'd lose him for 28. Use the money to get somebody in that's going to play in 28.
Joint top scorer in the Premier League now. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Joint with Jamie Vardy.
So it depends on your strategy, I think, and how you're planning to play out the next few weeks.
Okay, all right. Let's have a quick look at the Manchester United fixtures then while we're here, because they're away at Everton next, which of course is a tricky game. Then it's the Manchester Derby in game week 29. Then it's the away at Spurs in 30, and then the potential for a game at home to Sheffield United in 31, depending on what happens, obviously, in the FA Cup. So the fixtures do look pretty tricky for United going forward. And certainly in those games, I wouldn't necessarily, with the form of Calvert-Lewin, then it's the Manchester Derby, anything can happen. Away at Spurs...
Anything can happen.
Depends if Mourinho puts out an attacking or a defensive side, as you've mentioned before.
It's the Mourinho derby again, right? So you'd expect he's not won any of them
yet. Yeah, yeah.
He's lost twice to Chelsea and once to United, so you would expect he'll want to win this one.
So I think with those three coming up, that's not making me feel like I want to get a Man United defender, despite the three back-to-back clean sheets, they do look a lot better, no doubt about it. But I'm not gagging for a defender there. But Bruno Fernandes in those games, particularly that Manchester derby, is at Old Trafford. That is certainly the game where he could make his mark. I mean, if he's not endeared himself to the Man United fans already, he certainly could do in that game.
Don't you think he already has? I think he's already the favourite by a long way. I reckon they sell more shirts with Fernandes on the back than anyone else right now, don't you?
I think you could be right. But let's have we should not ignore. I mean, as much as it could be a bit boring to pick him over Fernandes right now, we shouldn't ignore Martial. On the score sheet again today. Now, I think that's three games in which he scored. Three game weeks back to back.
Notice I had him in Sam versus Lee this week.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, great. Look forward to doing that video.
I had him to Stevens as well, didn't I?
Did you? Oh, my God. I would have really crashed and burned in that video this week.
No, you still got Firmino to come, haven't you?
I think I might have, actually. Yeah. I think I might have. So, Martial, we should not ignore him. Now, and as you guys were saying in the live chat a second ago, and I totally agree with this, I don't know how he's got three in his last three. He doesn't ever look that good when I watch him play.
This is the
but
first...
then he just pops up with these goals. He's just, I don't know, he's just there at the right time, which is a sign of a good player.
I said on the FPL show this week that with Martial, he had back-to-back attacking returns in game weeks 1, 2 and 3, then didn't get back-to-back returns until game weeks 19 and 20. And then again, nothing, obviously, and until game weeks 26 and 27. But that's my issue, in a nutshell, with Martial, is that I watch him and I think, you look great. Every time I watch him, I like him. I think he's a great player. He passes the eye test for me every time. But the lack of consistency and the lack of returns back to back puts me off, because it's like
What a goal today, though.
I know. And such a good this strike. Is the frustration. So now the frustration is he's had back to back returns. Since game week 3, we've not had 3 in a row. So
you know, if you bring him in now, he's blanking. He's for blanking. The next 3. You know it.
Yeah. And then you get rid of him in like 20, 31.
And back he comes.
When you're fed up with him because he's not done anything, and then he'll get back to back again. And it's annoying.
I feel like Fernandes is the sort of, and just comparing the two, I feel like Fernandes will tick it over. I feel like because he's one of those players, a bit like a, not so much Maddison at the moment, but like a Trent, you know, he will tick the points over just because he's on the corners and he's on the set pieces and he's on the penalties. He will just, you know, he can have a bad game. United could lose and he'll get 4 or 5 points.
Do you feel like Martial is more likely to haul than Fernandes?
Yeah.
But Fernandes is more likely to get more points over the course of the season because it will be more consistent.
That's how I'm feeling about them right now. Martial's got a brace in him, isn't he? No doubt about it. Has he got a brace in him?
Yeah, I think he has.
I think he has. And I think Fernandes has as well, by the way. But right now, he's just sort of finding
his
feet.
Isn't it?
I'm really interested to see what he's like next season. Probably under a new manager. Sorry, United fans. Depends how you feel about Ollie. Probably under a new manager. Let's see what Fernandes is going to be like. He's probably going to have a couple of decent new players around him as well, in the likes of Maddison, Grealish, Sancho, etc. Because they're being linked with pretty much everyone, aren't they? So, who knows? Here's a super chat for you, Sam. A question from Wilhelm Freed.
Is it hardcore for
Thank
me
you,
to think
Wilhelm.
About?
It doesn't. It's not going to test your Prosecco adult brain. No, don't worry about it. Here's a transfer that he's considering. Thoughts on Aubameyang and Grealish?
Yeah.
To Vardy and Bruno Fernandes.
Vardy.
Vardy, Norwich and Aston Villa next. Two of the worst defences in the league. Vardy, and we'll talk about Leicester in a second. In fact, that's a nice segue to Leicester. Despite him being absolute guff for weeks and weeks and weeks, was there the green shoots of recovery today? As the underlying stats looked a bit better? He's having a bit more... No? You're not convinced.
I didn't see much of the game because I went out. But
thoughts on those transfers, by the way. Alba and Grealish to Vardy and Bruno.
Okay, right. Here's my honest thoughts. The Grealish, and I can see that it's the budget thing, right? That's why.
Yes.
But I don't think I would know because you're going to want Aubameyang. Aubameyang's fixtures are really nice. You're going to want Aubameyang after this blank. For sure, I want Aubameyang after this blank, which is what's making me really question what I'm doing with this week's transfer. Because I hate saying that. I want to own Aubameyang after the blank. So...
I do as well, by the way.
So then you're going to have to reverse... They're going to have to reverse that transfer again. So that's going to cost you a four-point hit to reverse it again at the end of 28.
You're saying hold your nerve.
And Vardy...
Okay, all right. Aubameyang and Grealish it is, I think.
Vardy's the most frustrating man to own.
Ride out the blank, Sam is saying.
I've fallen into a Vardy pit and I don't know how to get out of it.
Not entirely sure I agree with that, by the way. What? In terms of that, I think...
No, I'd get rid of Grealish, but I think I'd hold Aubameyang because you're going to want him.
All right.
Okay. But my issue is that you're going to make two transfers that you're then...
Yeah, I understand.
...going to be forced to change.
Okay. Quick chat on Saints we'll come to in a bit. Leicester nil, Man City 1. Mm. So we just touched on there the fact that, you know, Jamie Vardy... What, no goals since game week 18, I think, which was the last time they played at the Etihad against Man City versus Leicester.
Did he hit the bar?
He hit the post in this game. He had a one-on-one and he hit the post when, frankly, you would have put your house on him scoring, actually. It was one-on-one, exactly the sort of chance that Vardy will tuck away 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
So when it's not going for you, it's really not going for you. However, I did just see in that game, we just started to see little bits of the Vardy
evolve. Is this just you being like... Really?
Well, listen.
Clinging to some sort of.
Okay. Are you a Vardy owner?
Yes.
Are you selling him now then?
Oh, I don't know what to do with it.
Norwich and Villa next. You can't sell him.
No, I know. And this is why I'm so.
Stop being down on him then. Norwich and Villa next.
He's not giving me anything to feel positive in him about.
You're so argumentative tonight. Brilliant.
I don't mean to be, but I just with Vardy.
He's in the top three transferred in for next game week.
But why?
He is, I'm telling you.
But why? I just
Norwich, that's why. And then Villa.
I get that. And I own him. And I'm looking at him.
And then Watford and then Brighton and then Everton.
And I feel like he's stinking up my whole... And I've held him for these next 5 weeks.
Right.
So I've held him for weeks now on the basis that I want him. As soon as they lost that League Cup.
Yeah.
I was like, right, he stays.
Yeah.
And ever since, I feel like he's just gone, ha ha, with a wet fish at me every week.
Who would you bring in then if you were going to get rid of... If you were going to get rid of him, who would you transfer him for? Because I think the options are limited, right? Jimenez, if you haven't got him, clearly.
Or Jota, apparently.
Jota, maybe, with his hat tricks. No, he got two today, didn't he?
No, I would quite like Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
You'd like Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yeah, I can see that.
I would quite like Dominic Calvert-Lewin because he seems to punish me every single week.
All right, we'll talk about him in a minute. For now, I think Vardy as a hold. If you've got anybody else in Leicester, I think they probably are a hold as well, given the fixtures. You have to. You've held on to them for this long. I've had Soyuncu and Vardy for this long. I've got through the dross. It's now time for those guys to pay me back.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? We're going to get to the end of game week, like the next 5 game weeks, and they're going to have returned once.
All right, so Vardy blanks against Norwich next game week. What happens?
I'll delete my fantasy team.
Love that. Absolutely.
No, I don't. I won't delete my fantasy team, but I'm so frustrated.
All right, super chat from Azzy. Thank you, Azzy, for the super chat. What do we think of Saka? FPL family, where we're going to talk about Saka when we talk about Arsenal. Let's go to Arsenal next. But before we do, I do just want to finish on Leicester and Man City because we've spoken about the Man City not being able to take a penalty. Aguero owners, how are you feeling now? That's nothing for him in the last three, I don't think, including a big fat zero for this game week. Of course, he's got the blank coming up. And then after that, it's away at Manchester United, home to Burnley, which looks all right. And then it's away at Chelsea, home to Liverpool. So after the blank, the fixtures don't really get any better for Man City. Plus, the Champions League is kicking in and they're going to be focusing on the Bernabeu. So, what do we do if you're an Aguero owner?
If you're an Aguero owner, you get rid.
You think he's going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
He's way too expensive to hold over the blank.
And if you look at these stats from Jesus' 15-minute cameo, he more or less matched Aguero.
And won the game.
And obviously got the goal that won the game, of course. But, you know, his underlying stats, his shots and his possession and his heat map.
Matched Aguero in 15 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and Aguero had the rest of the game, right?
Wow.
So Jesus looked good when he came on, right? Looked good.
I think Aguero is a definite sell for me. That's an easy one. KDB and Mahrez are more difficult. I think Mahrez I'd still sell, simply because you're not going to have that much value in him. He's easy to bring back in afterwards if you want him back in.
Yeah.
He doesn't always get the start anyway, so he's a rotation risk. So I feel like that one's okay. A bit more of a challenge because who do you go to in that price bracket?
But as Yasser Ali is saying, City seem more effective when Mahrez is playing. I agree with that.
That's
it gives
true.
Them an extra dimension. The that's run and true. Assist for Jesus yeah. this weekend was good, right?
And that's why it's more of a challenge, because I actually okay. think Mahrez is a good FPL asset. You accept, and at his price point, you can accept
okay.
that he gets a blank every now and then where he doesn't play.
Okay.
Like we had last week, was it, I think, that he didn't play at all?
Yeah.
And you accept that because he's a bit cheaper than Aguero. But
so you're saying Aguero and Mahrez probably sell, KDB keep. Tell me, do your answers change if Manchester City get announced double game week in 29, which could happen? We don't know at time of recording whether that's going to happen, but it's a distinct possibility. They could have a double in game week 29. And if they do, would you keep
Aguero
and Mahrez?
Who's their original game in 29? Who have they got?
It's the Manchester Derby. It's Old Trafford.
Okay, and then they would have the game that they're going to miss in 28?
Yes, I think so. The guys can tell us in the live chat who that's going to be. But if they had a double
game
week... Is it Arsenal?
It's Man City and Arsenal, isn't it?
So,
isn't it?
So, well,
and Aston Villa and Sheffield United?
But nevertheless, double game week. Would you sell Aguero and Mahrez? Or would you keep them through the blank, knowing that they had a double?
No, I'd sell them still.
Still sell.
Because if their double is going to be Manchester United and Arsenal, that's really hard.
Okay. All right. Very good. But Jack KDB's... Benzie is saying Arsenal or Chelsea. Chelsea more likely, he's saying. More likely. Okay.
When did they miss a game against Chelsea?
I don't know. Chelsea and Manchester United in double game week 29. Still sell Aguero?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because I
okay.
don't see there's okay. value.
All right.
But KDB, you've got so much team value in him.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about... Where should we go next? Let's have a look at... let's go Arsenal then. Let's go Arsenal. Because Azzy's Super Chat was all about Saka. And I'll tell you what, that was the moment the game changed for me. Interesting. And obviously, you know, Kolasinac started the game, went off with what looked like a shoulder injury. So he could potentially be out for a little while now. If that's a dislocated shoulder, we don't know what it is right now. But he was holding his arm and his shirt was sort
it's
of
not
in
as
a sling.
Brave as Traore, is he? I mean, if is that it, yeah. was Traore, he'd have just gone pop and carried on.
Adama Traore, yeah, just stuck it back in. But Kolasinac, his arm sort of in a shirt stroke sling here, like, you know, like they do. Interesting reaction from the crowd
yeah,
when he was off. Yeah, it was kind of like a cheer that Saka was coming
yeah.
on, right? And Arsenal fans, I don't know
yeah,
what
that's
they're up to sometimes.
It's Arsenal fans. They
well,
love a bit of nonsense.
But they were right, because Saka came on and changed that game. He was far
yeah.
more forward-thinking,
but
provided a fantastic assist in a very Trent-esque way
yes.
for Eddie Nketiah,
yeah.
And just generally provided far more menace than Kolasinac did down that side.
I think... All right, here's brutal honesty.
4.5, by
yeah.
the way, in FPL, but a midfielder.
And that's my, and that's
yeah.
that's why I've not brought him in, because he's a midfielder. And I think, so, my when I'm watching this game today, I was like, and you were saying about Saka, and I was like, yeah, do you know what? 4.5, I can see the value in this. And
yeah.
I was thinking, oh, well, I could just swap him for Lundstrom. But he's a midfielder.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing in defence, which is exactly what we don't want, usually. Is exactly what we don't want as FPL managers, because obviously if there's a clean sheet that comes, you don't get the full benefit of that.
That's what Charlie King is saying. If Saka was classified as a defender, it'd be a great option.
I agree.
Ed Fams 18 is saying the cheers were for Saka coming on rather than anything to do with
yeah, they were.
Coming
they were.
Off.
They were. I think that's true. But I feel like, for me, from an FPL point of view, Lundstrom, the benefit of Lundstrom early on in the season was that he was a defender playing in midfield, so you get the clean sheet bonus, but you also get all of the full benefit of those nice attacking returns. Whereas with Saka,
okay.
you get the benefit of the attacking returns, of course, but you lose some of those defensive benefits, and that worries
okay.
me. But then for 4.5, who cares? Arsenal
yeah,
don't keep that many clean sheets anyway.
And as Ariaman is saying, Saka's average position... He's, you look at his heat maps, he is in midfield. There's no
yeah,
doubt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So he is classified correctly, really, in
yeah.
that sense. Even though Arsenal playing as a sort of wing-back, he is getting forward.
I'm not being funny, but you don't bring in an Arsenal defender anyway, because they don't keep that many clean
possibly
sheets.
Not.
Is the reality. You bring in an
okay.
Arsenal player for the attacking returns, don't you?
All right. And as Carl is saying, Saka in for Cantwell as a possible replacement. Well, listen, all of you guys that are considering getting on Saka or anybody else from Arsenal... I think, yes, we agree, but of course, the blank in game week 28. So if you're gonna do it early, be prepared to have a bench that covers it. However, in game week 29 onwards, they do go at home to West Ham, Arsenal, in fact. And then away at Brighton, away at Southampton, and home to Norwich. So the fixtures look really, really good from game week 29 onwards. Tell me, do you have a plan for Aubameyang in game week 29?
An Aubameyang plan?
An Aubameyang plan, which is actually quite hard to say.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a bottle of Prosecco. An Aubameyang plan.
I sort of do, but it all depends on what happens. It all depends what happens with with Vardy. Because I'm starting to feel like Aubameyang is the one that I need to have.
It would be classic FPL 1920 if Vardy blanked against Norwich and everyone, including me by the way, rage transferred him out for Aubameyang in game week 29 and then Vardy got a brace against Villa. That'd happen, wouldn't it?
That would happen, yeah. So I've got obviously Vardy and Firmino as my kind of, I guess we call them premium strikers at the moment. Yeah, they're in that sort of premium bracket. But they're obviously significantly cheaper than Aubameyang. So I need, it's around the 2 million mark-ish to upgrade. Now, I do have 2 million exactly in the bank, because I used some of it last week to bring in Traore.
Yeah.
And to upgrade Bolly. So I think just enough money to do it. But obviously, if Vardy takes any more falls or Aubameyang takes any more rises, now I can't believe Aubameyang's going to rise this week because he doesn't play.
So you'd be surprised. 30,000 people bought him in on the back of today.
I mean,
I know.
It is ridiculous. So I can't believe Vardy's going to. I can't believe Aubameyang's going to take any actual price rises this week. But Vardy could easily take price falls because people are just frustrated.
Possibly,
we need to see where we are. The other option that I've had in the back of my mind for a while, and we've talked about this privately and I've spoken about it with the patrons and stuff over on the Slack, is my intention was always at some point that Firmino would go to enable me to double up in the Liverpool defence, and that would leave me that spot. Oh, what is wrong with me? Why can't I speak?
We're getting towards 57 minutes, Sam. To be honest, I'm surprised you're still awake.
And I'm still talking a bit of sense, I think. That would leave that spot open for Aubameyang. But basically, there's going to have to be an Aubameyang plan. I feel like if you don't have an Aubameyang plan, that could be an issue.
Karam is saying 40,000 people bought Aubameyang, not 30.
What is,
oh,
right.
My goodness me.
No, sorry. I've got the glasses about to come off. 40,000 people have bought in Aubameyang ahead of a blank.
Listen, the best part of 7 million players don't know about the blanks and the doubles, Sam. That is why this part of the season, guys, and for all of you guys watching FPL Family, it's an important part of the season because you know how to plan. You know how to plan.
Well, I hope they captain him this week then.
And vice-captain somebody that gets out.
And vice-captain Saka.
God dear me. We've got a super chat, which I need to go to. Here we go. We've got a super chat. Richie Allen. Thank you, Richie, for the super chat.
Has he bought in Aubameyang this week?
He's not bought in Aubameyang, I don't think. But he is saying, please explain how selling players at a profit works. So, Richie, it's actually one of the more complicated things about FPL. But if you bought a player in for 4 million and he rose to 5 million, your selling price would not be 5 million.
No.
You only get half of what you've earned on a player. So your selling price for him would be 4.5 million. And for every 0.2 that player goes up, you gain 0.1. Yeah. So if you bring a player in at 4 and he goes up to 4.1, it does not mean you can sell him for 4.1. He needs to go up to 4.2 for you to sell him for 4.1. I've got that right? You only gain in team value half of what they actually gain in the game.
Yeah. So you just, and so with the likes of KDB, that's earned a lot of value over the course of the season, if you, like me, have owned him since game week one, it basically means if I get rid of him, I'm going to lose so much value in him that it'll be hard for me to bring him back.
Here we go, Fairlawn Avenue. Think of it as a tax. Yeah, I like that. It's like a 50% tax.
Yeah, I mean, we all hate tax.
We all hate tax. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Where else to go? We need to, let's finish.
I haven't watched any more games, so.
Well, no, this is the last game we're doing, probably, because we're coming up to the hour already. We've discussed Aubameyang. Anybody else at Arsenal in 29, or is this a conversation for next week?
I think it's a conversation for next week, because a lot's going to change, obviously, over the course of the next
I do think
week.
If Aubameyang was playing central, he'd have 30 goals already this season. Honestly, the way he's stuck out left but still gets goals, fantastic. And you guys are saying, Pep, some of you guys are saying Pepe, He looked good again today. He looked good again. Something under Arteta is getting the best out of Pepe at the moment.
I think Arteta.
Still too expensive for me, Pepe, by the way. I think he's too much of an investment.
Maybe. I do feel like Arsenal, till particularly for the next five after 28, I do feel like there is definite scope for nice... I mean, Aubameyang won't be, but differential picks from Arsenal.
Okay. And Everton, you're thinking about getting Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, but played up top.
Well, let's have a look at Everton's fixtures. Everton's fixtures coming up don't look that great. Manchester United at home, Chelsea away, Liverpool home. Now, we said this last week. We said the fixtures look bad going forward, but I think we also sat here, or certainly I did,
and said on the FPL show,
Dominic Calvert-Lewin can score in those games. And I do think at home to Manchester United, he could break that run of clean sheets from Manchester United. I do believe that. He's on absolute fire right now.
We said on the FPL show that he and Vardy were polar opposites, because Vardy's got none of the form and all of the fixtures, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin has got all of the form and none of the fixtures. But he seems to be kind of proving himself to be a bit fixture-proof at the moment.
I'm playing up top with him, providing the perfect foil, and I thought he was very, very good again today. Mr. Richarlison, I thought, and I know you're not going to like it, and I know Harry's in this evening, Tips is in. I know you have a bit of a thing with him and Richarlison, but he was good again. You've got to hand it to him. What's that, three or four games in a row? He's netting now, Richarlison.
I literally can't bear it.
Why not? What's not to like about him? Returning
Everything.
Every week.
He's one of them players. I tell you what it is. It's because I know that if I bring him in, he'll blank for the rest of the season. I know he will.
All the Richarlison owners, right? Right, stay clear, Sam. Thanks
I just know he will, and so I can't bring him in.
All right, there we go. I think he looks.
Because he'll trap me. I know he will.
Very, very
or
good.
Or get
indeed.
Sent off or something ridiculous.
All right, we've covered more or less all of the games. Wolves and Norwich, I think we don't really need to cover. If you've got Wolves assets, most of you guys watching will have Wolves assets. Keep them, hold them, add to them. The one thing that I did notice at the top of the stream, and I will just touch on this, was that Nuno Espirito Santo did change to a 3-5-2. Actually dropped Traore to the bench, and it gave Doherty more licence to get forward down that side. And I got an assist today, Doherty. Mm. So did Roman Saiss, interestingly, who we offered up as a cheaper alternative to Willy Bolly, who we both got this week, by the way, Willy Bolly. Would have been better for us to either splash the cash for Doherty or to get Saiss.
I won't have a bad word said against Bolly as my only returner this week.
Yeah, he done all right. He got the six. So, yeah. You know, what's not to like? I think that's fine. But certainly that new formation, I've just noticed this 3-5-2, and a lot of it's because of the availability of Jota. Jimenez and Jota playing up front. When Jota is not fit, tends to change the system to accommodate Adama Traore as the threat down that side. That tends to mean that either he or Doherty go forward. Whereas in that 3-5-2 with Jota, and of course we're seeing that benefit Jota. So if he's going to stick with this system and you want a bit of a differential, do have a look at Diogo Jota, no doubt about it. Jimenez continues to be a very, very good pick if you've got him. Hold him, love him, he's great, he's consistent, he's good. I'm also considering getting him, and I think I do need him at some stage. But I've noticed that in this system, Doherty is bombing.
Yeah,
he's bombing because he's the only one in that five in the middle, and he's being given license to go. So if Espirito Santo continues with this system, have a look at Doherty. I seriously think he might be worth the money over the other two.
Okay.
There we go. That's the only thing to say about Wolves. Carrie256, thank you for the super chat, and welcome back. Carrie256. Haven't seen you for a long time, so very nice to see you.
I think he was doing some uni exams or something, wasn't he?
That sounds about right. So very nice to see you. Where are Sam's stats? Yeah, we haven't had Sam's stats for a little while. Too much.
Right.
Not today.
I mean...
Today's not the day. Today's the day for Sam to just talk and just go into a bit of a...
I'll be honest.
Coma.
I'm quite amazed I'm still awake. I'm quite amazed I've actually managed to say anything that makes sense.
You are asking for too much tonight, mate, I'm afraid.
Next week, I will not have been drinking, I don't think. And then we'll have another late night, though. We're at a gig next week. But I will come with some stats.
Stats guaranteed next week. Is that a strong word?
I mean, that's a bit of
a strong word.
I'll come with... All right, I promise to have at least one stat.
As MU Fan TV is saying, well, listen, you know, your rank has improved no end since you stopped with Sam's stats.
That's true. Maybe it was the stats that were doing me the wrong.
The stats were killing you, MU Fan TV.
Although this week, let's not talk too much about rank this week.
Since all that guff has stopped,
it's all gone.
It's been really good.
Yeah, but it's all gone to pot this week.
Well, let's see how to pot it has gone, Sam. Let's have a look at your team.
Well, I've doubled my rank again.
Here is your game week 27 team so far. Now, listen, you do have Firmino, you do have Salah captain, you do have Trent still.
Yeah, but
to play,
everybody has Salah captain.
Well, not everyone's got
Firmino. Most people will have a yeah, Firmino is my differential. I need him to go on an absolute riot tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So talk me through your team. 18 points, which is really not very good. Really not very
Thank
good.
You, Bolly. Move on.
That's about it, isn't it? That's about it. Doubled your rank from 1.3 to 3. So...
1.6. I was at 1.6 by the end of the game week last week.
Oh, dear me. All right.
So now 3. So I've doubled my rank pretty much.
Listen, it's a, if somebody said to me on Twitter as I was coming on, it's a good week to have a bad week. The average is low. If you're going to have a shit week, this is the week to have it.
I think for me, I still, like somebody, kindly, because they do sometimes, said on Instagram, you definitely need a wild card. And I look at that and I'm like, no, I don't. I don't definitely need a wild card. There's still plenty of scope with the fixtures coming up. There's a couple of players in there that need to go. Vardy is one of them. But with the fixtures that he has coming up, I can't get rid of him. Danny Ings is another one that's coming up to being on the chopping block, to be honest.
Sean Richardson says, Ali needs to go, Sam. He needs to go.
I don't know. Ali will get another week.
Oh,
for sure.
Me.
Ali will get another week because I've got other issues to deal with that I want to deal with some of the blankings. Like, I think Lundstrom is my big issue for this week.
MU Fan TV is saying, whoa, Sam got 18 points. This has never happened. This is crazy. This has happened. This has not happened.
I've had worse weeks than this. I've definitely had worse weeks than this.
Or being told off for my language. What did I say?
I don't think you did it.
Andrew Yee, language lead, Storm Legacy. Lee just said a big people. What did I say? If I said a swear word, I deeply apologise.
If you did, I didn't notice.
That's my first ever.
I don't think you did.
Possibly that'd be my first ever.
If you did, I didn't hear it.
That's it. I'll get the beat machine out. That's me done. I won't be allowed on next week.
Well, we're going to have to listen back.
I'm sorry if
I do. Out. What time are we on? We'll listen back to it.
We're on about an hour and six.
All right, well, we'll listen back to an hour and five.
Oof, the S word. Did I say the S word? Oh, goodness me. Goodness
me.
That's it. I'm off. Won't be allowed on next week. Censored. Gone.
I haven't got anything to censor you with.
Compared to James from Planet FPL, I'm a saint.
Yeah, but remember, we are a family show.
Very true.
I didn't even hear you say it.
I could probably use the word again by talking about your team if you wish me to. That was bad. No, sorry. That was.
I mean, right. I think that's really unkind.
It's very unkind.
And
very unkind.
Quite unjust, actually.
Anything else you'd like to say about your team before we move on? Because mine ain't much better, I'm telling you. We're skipping
over
it.
No, I think... I still feel like there's legs in them.
I don't think it's not a bad team.
No, I'm not. I don't listen to... Okay. You know what I'm like? I've never listened. Oh. I always just do what I think is right. But I think with Lundstrom, he's the one this week. Oh. He'll be my transfer this week.
Well, listen, you're going to be absolutely fine after Bobby Firmino bashes a hat-trick past the Hammers tomorrow.
Imagine if
he gets
that five.
Whatsoever. I'll
be back in the top 1K if Bobby gets five.
There we go. Here's my game week 2017. Guys, it is, I'm afraid to say, bang, bang average. Game week points 28. Now, listen... it's a red arrow from 72 down to 73. A 1K, red arrow. Pretty much a grey dot.
And who have you got to come?
During that Arsenal-Everton game, Calvert-Lewin was on two bonus points for a little while. And while he was on two bonus points, I was actually going up from 72 to 69. And then he lost the two bonus points. So whatever Calvert-Lewin did, one shot off target, it's cost me a green arrow. I'm red arrowed because Calvert-Lewin missed a chance.
So are you upset with Calvert-Lewin then?
So, no, he's really good. I'm keeping him at the minute. He's very good. He's bang on form. So
Salah, Trent and Robbo?
Salah, Trent and Robbo to go with Salah captain.
Okay.
So if Mane gets a couple of goals tomorrow,
the red gets bigger.
I'd like to think with those three, you know, despite them being highly owned, I'd like to think that I can get a rank, you know, that's got a six at the front
what
of it.
What I'd really
hopefully.
Like is some stats around, and I'll try and look these up. Around the ownership figures, because I reckon that the combination that you've got is the most highly owned right now.
What, this combination of players?
Liverpool players. And I reckon that
Salah... I think
Salah...
you'd be surprised about Robbo.
Really?
Yeah, I think Van Dijk's got higher than him.
What? So Van Dijk, Trent and Salah you think is the highest Liverpool trio?
I don't know, guys. You guys can tell us, but I think so, yes. Because I think Van Dijk has got a hell of an ownership.
Interesting.
Might be wrong. So I think of the three, you know, clearly Robertson is the one that's a bit more of a differential. If he gets a goal and assist tomorrow night, I'm probably looking all right. What?
So you want the one that I don't own to do well?
Yes, obviously, because Robertson is the one that most people don't own. or Firmino can do well for you, dear, as well. Don't worry about it. So Dominic Calvert-Lewin doing well for me. Willy Bolly, my transfer in for this game week. Very happy to see the six from him, despite the fact...
Who did you take
Saiz and Doherty. Rico. Same as you. I did
Rico. Oh, we did exactly the same transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I did deliberate over, and you guys will know, I did a piece on Wolves with... was it with Jules or with Ian? I was with Ian, wasn't I? No, with Jules. Did a bit with Jules.
Sorry, I thought I was going to yawn, but...
Don't suppress the yawns.
I really felt it.
And I did a piece on Wolves on the FPL show, and I was talking about Bolly and Saiz and Doherty. No, it was with Jules, wasn't it? And, you know, was saying that it's actually quite a tough call between those three. Go on, let it out. Let it out. Go on, big yawn.
No.
Go on, let it out. That's it. You're going straight to bed after this, you. Can't believe this, guys. That's it. This has been an awful stream. I've sworn, and you've just fallen asleep. That's basically what's happened.
I think I've done really well.
You've been on one tonight. You've been moody and all sorts. Look at your body language.
Moody?
Look at your body language.
I don't think you've been moody.
Got your arms crossed. Got your legs crossed. Spurs lost, and I'm all upset.
Moaned about Spurs all night.
What?
I haven't.
No. Okay. All right.
Moaned about you in a minute.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, good. Bolly, good. I've lost my train of thought. Oh, McCarthy, of course, McCarthy.
No, he's on my bench.
Very much, very happy to see the 7 points and a bonus point from Alex McCarthy.
Yeah,
finally.
Brilliant. So pleased
Saints
to see him get a bonus
clean sheet. Very good. Yes, very good. So 28 points, guys. Bang average. I'm hoping that the Liverpool boys can do something tomorrow night. Hopefully Robbo gets an assist or something. I'm hoping that clean sheet gets locked in with my double Liverpool defence.
Sent off.
And hopefully we end the game week on a half reasonable score, a half decent score. So there we go. Bang average right now until tomorrow night, hopefully. Here is a February update for our manager of the month. And it's too small on that screen for me to have a look. So what
Sorry.
I'm going to do... Are you doing it again?
No, I did actually yawn that
time. Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, here's our manager...
I'm not going to get a Toby shirt now either, am I?
Here is our manager for February, and not even a sign of you, Sam, in here
well,
anymore.
Well, no, because I've done so badly this week.
Yeah, very badly. Nick Penn-Warden is still at the top, so Nick, well done. 49 game week points so far this week. I'm going to hasten a guess and say that Nick's got some Liverpool players to come. But a total game week, a total month score of February of 197. So
nice.
His team, royal to the core, looking pretty good there in first. But actually, Nicholas Sederlund up from 18th to 2nd this game
there
week.
There is hope then.
With a 62-pointer in game week 27, no less.
Lovely.
Up to 192 points, only 5 behind Nick, so looking good as well. Mark Reynolds in at 3rd with 188. Denville in at 185 and Paul in at 184. So it's actually looking pretty good. It's heating up, actually.
I like the closeness.
In
I like
February.
It when it's
heating
close.
Up, guys.
How many
have
we got? Just one more.
28. One more game week 28, yeah, and then game week 29 is obviously the start of March.
Wow.
And of course, if you guys would like to take part in our Manager of the Month, of course you can head over to patreon.com/FPL family for all the details. Now, you cannot take part in February anymore. We are too far down the month, and it would be unfair to those that are already in it to let somebody in who's doing amazingly well and just Nick's top spot off of Nick or Nicholas or Mark that have been fighting it. Stop it! That have been fighting it out for top spot.
Anyone that's on the podcast will be going, what the hell is she doing?
In February Manager Month. So February is closed, but March will be open. I'll be opening it, probably get the code out there sometime this week. So if you want to head over to patreon.com/FPL family, links are in the description below. The code will be available for March's Manager of the Month mini league sometime this week. So head over, go check it out.
I might just leave February now and join March.
Listen, there's still a game week to go, and it's an interesting one. So you never know. Could be good for you. Could be good for you.
Well, if Bobby does well, I'll stay.
Let's have a look at the poll questions before we go. So we need to get into here. Bear with me. Hold the line, callers. Hold the lines. Let me see. Here we go. So I still haven't figured out how to do this other than on my phone in landscape mode. Here's the polls for tonight, Sam. Best Adama Traore replacement. Harvey Barnes, Mason Mount, Dwight McNeil, James Ward-Prowse, or...
Keep.
None, keep him.
Keep him.
You say keep him.
Well,
right.
I've only just got him, so I can't get rid of him yet.
Yeah. 56% of the FPL family community actually agree with you. They say keep Jimmy Traore. Jimmy Traore, what a guy. What a guy, Jimmy Traore.
If it was a combination of Jimenez and Traore, that would be pretty amazing.
Jimmy Traore. Two things I remember about Jimmy Traore. One, he's a Champions League winner.
Yeah.
He's got a medal. Two, an own goal he did against Burnley where he tried to back heel it away from the goal and he did an absolutely brilliant.
How do you remember that?
Liverpool fans will remember that. Liverpool fans, hit that like button. Get in the comments if you remember Jimmy Traore's own goal against Burnley. The Liverpool fans will remember that. Trust me. Trust
okay.
me. That was a beauty of an own goal.
Sounds just like a combination of Jimenez and Traore.
You're right. So 56% are you saying no, keep Adama Traore, never mind Jimmy, keep Adama Traore. 23% saying if you are going to get red, then Harvey Barnes is the way to go. 9 with Dwight McNeil, 8 Mason Mount, and 1 for James Ward-Prowse. The Grealish downgrade. So this was a question from, who is this? This was Mark, wasn't it? Mark Joblin. Thank you for the question. If you were going to downgrade Grealish, then where would you go? To Traore, interestingly. Adama, not Jimmy. Perez, Cantwell, Mount, or somebody else? Where would you go?
Oh.
Traore, presumably, because you just bought him in.
I guess so.
Okay. Traore, 36%. So that's two quite interesting questions there in the polls. If you were going to get rid of Grealish, then Traore, guys, you are still looking within that price bracket to go to Adama Traore, 36%. 26% is other. I'm interested to know, for those of you that voted other, get in the comments, get in the live chat. Who is it? Who are you going from Grealish to if you were going to go to downgrade, if you were going to downgrade Grealish? Or is that a protest vote? Is that a keep Grealish vote? I don't know. Perez in at 12, Mount at 15, Cantwell in at 8%. And the question, the final question is the best Manchester United asset. So we've got to consider these guys now. Despite the fixtures looking difficult, are you getting Bruno Fernandes, Anthony Martial, Wan-Bissaka, Harry Maguire, David De Gea? Who out of those five would you have a look at?
It's definitely not De Gea for me. I guess it's, I don't know. I don't really trust
Bruno him. Seems like the
I guess so, because I don't really trust Martial. Month, right? Okay. Yeah, but I guess so, yeah.
So you guys are going with, you know, you believe in the hype. Believing the hype. Bruno Fernandes. And I must admit, I'm believing the hype as well. I think he's a quality player. 77% Bruno Fernandes. 18% Anthony Martial. So he's still in there with a shout. Almost a fifth of you going with Tony Martial. And then the rest are all 1%ers. So Wan-Bissaka, Harry Maguire, David Taylor, all 1%ers. So you guys, with the fixtures coming up, I think, quite rightly saying, not fancying the look of that defence. Not liking the look of that. But Martial and indeed Bruno Fernandes looking good. Looking good. There we go. So listen, you're going to have an early night. And what's going to happen next?
Is you're going to send me out all week to work.
You're
going
to go to work next week. So you've got a lot going on next week. You've got the FPL pod on Thursday. So look out for that on Friday. The FPL pod.
I'll tell you what, I need my Liverpool James Richardson to perform.
And with you on it. How are you doing in that league now? Is Jules still top?
No, Jack is, but Jack Lang, I imagine now, I might right? even be like third or fourth now because this week has been so bad.
Jules Oran back into second potentially.
Probably. I haven't seen what he's done, but let's see what happens after the Liverpool game tomorrow because he doesn't own Bobby. He's all on Bob's.
And it feels like neither of us has been on FPL FYI for some time, but you are going to be on with the guys, James and Rambo.
Yeah.
FPL FYI, this, we film it Tuesday and it'll be out presumably Wednesday-ish. That's when it normally arrives
on
YouTube.
No, we film it Wednesday and it'll be out on Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday, of course, you're absolutely right.
And then there'll be a Scout article from me this week. There'll be a Sam Says on Wednesday. There'll be a Sam versus Lee on Thursday.
Ohana podcast
Friday.
There'll
be an Ohana podcast probably from me because it'll be my turn.
Oof, listen to
this. On Friday.
I'm going to put my feet up for a week. Love it. There we go.
I shouldn't have gone drinking, should I?
So loads of FPL family coming at you in all sorts of directions, guys, for the rest of the week.
That was the sound nonsense.
Well done in this game week. If you're anywhere in the, I would say if you're up in the 35 plus bracket, if you've got a 40 something or even a 50 something, you are doing very, very well indeed this week. Very well indeed. And as the guys in the February Manager Month, who was it? Nicholas, I think, in this with the 63 coming up from 18th to 2nd. 63,
amazing.
Nicholas. Absolutely sensational. So guys, well done this game week if you're up into those brackets. If you're down in the doldrums like Sam and I, don't worry. Liverpool will save our bacon tomorrow. We're going to have an Andy Robertson hat-trick of assists and they're all going to fall to Bobby and he's going to break his home duck.
But I would like something from Salah as well.
Salah captain would be good if that happened, wouldn't it? Be nice.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the most captained player in all of FPL this week.
So if it could be 7-0...
Wow. Hammers fans, look away now.
5 from Bobby, all assisted by Trent. And then 2 for Salah. And I'll let Robbo assist those two for you.
Not much to ask for, is it? Not much
I don't think that's a big ask.
Yeah, I think you're fine. 7-0.
7-0.
Sorry, Hammers fans.
Let's go 7-1. Because then the clean sheet goes... The clean sheet goes for all the doublers and the troublers. 7-1.
Such a loser. Right. Guys, thank you
Can't call me a loser. I'm your wife.
Thank you for joining us this evening on FPL Family. Thank you for putting up with Sam and her yawning all the way through it. Oh my God. That's so annoying. And sorry for my swearing halfway through as well. It's been an interesting stream tonight.
Right.
Been an interesting stream.
I think, put in the comments of this video, who's been worse tonight? Me for his swearing or me? Because apparently I've been moody. I don't think I've been that moody.
That's it. Get in the comments. Who's worse? Team Lee or Team Sam? Sam's yawning or me swearing. What's worse?
You're definitely worse.
We'll be back next time, next Sunday, when Sam will have had a good night's sleep And I'll be wash my mouth out with soap and hot water, as my mother used to say. Leave us a like before you go. If you're new around here, hit that subscribe button. Go join Andy right now. Let's Talk FPL. Once you put FPL Family down, go and search for Let's Talk FPL in the search bar on YouTube. Andy is live right now talking about game week 27 and looking ahead to 28. Leave us a like. We'll see you this time next Sunday, guys. Cheers.
Bye, guys.